blessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. This is one of my favorite podcasts, and I feel so blessed to be able to make this recording for you, to have the space and the freedom to create. And I believe that by taking the time to create in this fashion, it's an honoring of my own life force. It's like, it's a place where I meet God and I let the energy flowing into me reach you and help you and help me at the same time. Because really, we were not born to be miserable. We were not born to be in drudgery. We have a spirit, a light, an energy of us, that oneness of us, where we are connected to all that is. And sometimes when, say for instance, someone really interesting dies, we had the loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna recently. Sometimes when things like this happen, when people do dramatic shifting off the planet, it can make those of us still here. I'm sure everyone experiences it differently, but I experienced it pretty intensively. And one of the things that showed up for me was how important it is to stay in the light, even when really difficult things happen. And it's really easy to be in the light when you're having everything work perfectly, but there are times when it's more challenging to be in the light. So go ahead now and just, I'm going to invite you to shift into gratitude. Even when I say it, it sounds so like wear socks and brush your teeth, you know, like something that is so rote. But I'd like you to really look at something that you're grateful for. So for me, it's that I have time to create, and I'm very grateful for the place that I live. It's very beautiful. I have a lot of trees in my space and a lot of fruit trees, and my kids are very safe here. I've chosen a very safe location for them as far as compared to maybe a big city. So what are some things that help you connect with what you're grateful for? And you know, you can start as simple as, you know, I have hands, like I have ears, I have a mouth, I can taste. Right? I have a body, you know. Tap into your sexual energy. Do you have someone that you like sharing your body with? What is it that you could now just go out and just be of thanks? Could you? I read the most interesting study about how gratitude actually changes your brain, how your brain is structured. Like it reaches in and changes your brain. Isn't that wild? Just having that sense of gratitude. So today on the Energy Clearing Show, I'd like you to ask yourself to release some bit of, I'm getting like sticky, icky, negative, blech energy. So just look at that energy that may have tried to glom you down or bring you down as being outside of your body for a moment. And generally, I see parents and critical mind individuals banding together to keep things down or to keep our energy low. And what this does is it makes people who are in a darker place feel much more comfortable, because being around this big brightness and this lightness and this excitement can be challenging for a more contracted being. So you may have someone at work who resents you. You may have a parent who criticizes you incessantly. You may have a spouse or maybe a kid, someone who has not seen the lightness of you. And I would just like to ask you right now in this space with me, in this moment with me, where I am seeing your light, I am seeing your beauty, and I am seeing your grace. And I am very grateful for you. And I'd like to invite you to step into gratitude for yourself. Yeah. And today, maybe just as you go about your day, trust that the lightness of Kobe and Gianna, the angel beings of them, are now helping us from the other side. And there really is no person too small that doesn't need help. There's no one that doesn't, there's no one who isn't worthy of this angelic assistance. Every being on the planet is worthy of help, if that makes sense. I'm not sure where that came from, but that's the message I got shown to say. So thank you so much for listening today. This was Erica Glessing, and you've been listening to Energy Clearing for Life Force, my runaway podcast. You can go to Energy Clearing for Life for a little bit more information. I also do provide readings and energy clearing sessions. I haven't really shared that much about that on here, but if you go to Energy Clearing for Life Force, I think if you go /products, you can sign up for a session with me. And most people, when they've finished, will be, have released some big blockage in their life and will be free to create in more with more wild abandon. So I'm very fortunate in that capacity, to have that capacity. So feel free, please, to reach out to me and ask for help if that's what's being warranted. energyclearingforlife.com/products. And I look forward to many more conversations. I also, sometimes I put the podcast on my website, which is ericaglessing.com. It's a very simple website. I just put one or two things there every once in a while so as not to be confusing with all of my books and podcasts and excitement that I have going. I keep my website pretty simple, one or two things only at a time. So thank you so much for listening, and please have a very blessed day.